there is nowhere somebody can build something that is the keys can be with somebody who is very far from the place. God possesses the keys. The keys allows others in and others out. The keys of heaven is in the hands of God. It's God who opens the door for others to in and others be out. Keys goes with doors. There is no key without a door, without a lock. But it's not key open the lock again. So when we are talking about the keys, the lock, the door, we are talking about God Himself permitting others to enter in and allowing others, commanding others to be out. Again, when we are talking about the keys, lock, and door, we are talking about separation. We are talking about division. We are talking about the gospel. When the gospel is preached, it separates. It separates the erect from an erect. Those who are erected from eternity, Christ died for them. The Spirit will reveal Christ to them and they will enter in. Onsa mene Kristu adawa sanka, amene mungu adawa sanka, Kristu adawa pera, msimwe na tukumbrisa Kristu, nikuwa lola alowe. It is by the grace of God for us to know Christ of the scriptures.
And then you read in verse 33 that he was then made a prisoner and lived and died as a prisoner. Even though the people said, let this man reign, rather than seeking the Lord, this shows again just to what point they were shut up to themselves. And again, beyond the point of return, they weren't even thinking about the Lord's mind and will at this point. Even though the danger was there and looming, and God had raised up these prophets, letting them know judgment's coming, judgment's coming, judgment's coming. Yet they still determined that they would avoid it with a man of their own choosing. So verse 33 tells us that Pharaoh Necho put him in bands at Riblah in the land of Hamath, that he might not reign in Jerusalem. So while they had made this alliance with Egypt to go up against who they thought was the real enemy, Assyria, yet that was not to be the enemy that would ultimately destroy them, be Babylon. We see a lot of up and down with nations today, and this one more powerful than that one, and people fretting and wondering about it all. Guess what? The Lord's will be done. It doesn't matter who you put in that place. We're in a political season. Everybody's thinking that's going to be one man that's going to save the day. Well, stand by. The Lord may just bind them all in chains and haul them off to China or Russia somewhere. The Lord give this whole place up. I know that doesn't sound too patriotic to some, but there's no reason when you consider, well, the Lord should ever consider the United States of America anything but a Christian nation. And yet here we are. We're worshiping peacefully right here so far. We don't know how much longer it'll be. We may live days like Jeremiah. And if so, the Lord's will be done.